This is my chapbook. It's called Returns. Wittgenstein's song. Merely brilliant is no match for being intimate. When you catch a wave that breaks, you can only half determine its course. Lonely is the determined man, whether it's he who decides his fate or fetters the world lays on him. This I learned from a young man's kiss. Thus I've learned, said nothing. To be silent is something for the wise to practice. Words go too far. How much have we heard worth holding on to? How much said that can placate what we dread? Zero to one, a probability field. Zero. Potted ferns, Brooklyn's sunset, you in it. Open window, you sit before, combing your hair, thinking of me, that I'm here. Philadelphia, dull streets, dull city, I'm sand-grained. Thinking, what if my sunned orbit moved to Brooklyn? Tenderness, me the shell, protecting you as we circle Manhattan with guitars and songs, consecrate to love and beauty, singing at the speed of light, loving at the speed of sound, shaded by energy packets, concrete, plastic, gin and tonic, kind bud, and our own hearty souls. Point one, cell phone rings, you answer. Your voice has a catch in it from crying. You're easily moved. Perhaps I'll move you again. And I do. Resonant tones that happen when you're seeing. And it's blue. A movement, energy transmission, in space in a vacuum, is initiated. Brooklyn and Philly move closer on our maps. Interior terrain. Electron waves reinforce a centered connection. You and I moving easily around a core we share. Called emotion. Point two. I lie awake, feel you with me. Arduousness of appearance, crossing physical boundaries. Microscopic and making a difference. Something has happened between us. No impalpable thing in itself beside your voice playing on this CD you sent me. You cry out and the cry comes from inside me somehow, as if we had become one being already. Somehow space is no vacuum. The night is close and holy. What's dark is light and vice versa. But I can't sleep and my nerves hum. Point three. Bonding between artists is like bonding between atoms. Energy shells open when the muse lays down the law of gravity. And I am, and you are, swayed in its lull, down together. So I open your email, nothing like the sun, it contains poetry and an invitation. My arms are rag and boned, they should be full, quanta, specific energy surges, predictably unsettle, when I want peace, the only peace I have is in my imagination of candles lit on dressers, and we're there, the neutral bed growing partial. Point four. Unlike electrons observed only in groups, we know singularity. Thus, becoming open, receptive as the Book of Changes advises, is tough. I can't see through your eyes, though I've tried many times and been wrong. Yet this is why I come back to you. Some primordial mystery you encapsulate in photons you emit, also in a simple smile that's still complex. Particularity, Polynesian eyes and mouth, tough delicacy. Cheekbones. Your songs are love songs in just spring with death in them. You're a complete package I haven't totally opened. I'm getting there. Point five. We make plans. Poor people have plans too. Noble poverty, the Chinatown bus, only $20, Philly to New York. I at least have that much. You'll meet me in the village, any bar you choose. We'll drink. I vow to make each moment precious. Let us live only for loving, even if we face energy transmission in a vacuum. even if we lose some sense of continuity when the rush is on and in for the prize. Subway kisses. New York creates whoever's there out of its own ineffable material. The thing is to notice the creation and own it. Point six. Hard and moist and moaning. Beyond distances, struggling to place divergent strains, undertones, cadences, a dying fall on Avenue A. Laughter in Tompkins Square. Is this what we hope for? Maybe. At least I'm with you to whatever degree New York allows. Harsh mistress depositing trash, internal and external, at each doorstep. But we must move through, keep our assets uncluttered. Hanging together like a threaded afghan, blue shades, red eyes, nights fast and slow. And here in your arms I feel upwardly mobile. Trade in kisses is valid at last. Point seven. Who could have guessed that this would be our expressive arc? Frankly, I have no objection. Any kind of touch heals. A seared strip. Such charity in your tongue. You make me believe body and soul do interconnect on some meta level, far beyond the reach of the abraded Brooklyn streets, which cough up their own phlegm in steel squeaks and clanks outside. Inside only this, you have made my center a nucleus. You dance around with talent. I can never repay you for this interlude, except to whisper sweet things that aren't nothing, endowed with love's refinement. Point eight. Watching you sleep, I feel close to what I don't know. Earth, stars, sun, moon, God, rose. God may well indeed be a rose of some sort. Not that there aren't distances, yet to be crossed or that we'll cross them all by morning. But I've learned that in this world, any progress is a miracle. Any step forward into not death must be treasured, inscribed in whatever book happens to be at hand. So I sit at the window and scribble these words, not ready for the day or anything but more kisses. The kiss of sleep, love, life, light, immortality, wells of secret joy, Brooklyn as Elysium. Point nine. You've got to work, but now quotidian disaster. I wake up alone, buy coffee at a deli, hop the train back into New York. Something inside me has grown older and wiser merely through being your lover. I feel an interior beard grown over my soul's face. Nothing boyish has lasted. I can't say you've made a man of me, but what we made was as full as any ripe orchard. I think of orchards passing through Washington Square, old Henry James novels, Frank O'Hara's mind caught in the branches of intellection and devilry. I'm deliriously complete as he. One. This is what it means to be intimate. The solidity of the intangible settles on my kitchen table. Wherever else I sit and ruminate, touch things that remind me of your body. What's done is done, and what's done is good. Memory is our only permanent possession. Of course I'll see you again, but this untarnished something can only have happened once, in this way, at such an angle, that my guts are encompassed in a circular swirl of colors and smells in your skin. Sentiment acceptable for once, unforced. Love is love is love. Darling, sweet baby. Honey child, yes, at the setting of our own brief light, we never waken. Hikmet. Most remarkable, you loved a world that nailed you like a too vivid portrait, red, blue, green, to soot-blackened walls. That this love kept showing up in poems like gold-rinded oranges, that you kept it always close at hand. Stuck in thorn bushes the length of America, I look for this love, fruit, flesh inside myself, find steel-hewn indifference, implacable, endless, and America its faithful mirror, informer, accomplice. Thus, all relation is blocked unless I peel you away and swallow your seeds. After Andrew Marvel. 12 long years with the length of all that time squeezed into a universe that hovers between us, as I knock back a third Jack and Coke and you stir your Jameson, as our eyes meet and I reread in my head what I wrote in a journal 12 years ago, two-faced, mannish, and frigid. That's our universe, words scrawled in the heat of undecided passion, which resolved in the submissive caresses of another. Yet they hover there, still undecided, because I bet you kept a journal too, and a good one. And if you didn't, well, then our universe isn't much. I don't give a shit about the coyness that can't be squeezed without stress, and I'll find another mistress. Gun and knife. Please, I'm begging you, don't do it at 3 a.m. when I'm sleeping, but rather at high noon in a public square, so that everyone can see 1,000 rosy rivulets run like waterfalls away from my innards. Sawed-off shotgun, please, fed to me like cornbread, what I know is really best. No need for a spoon, just shove it in. Then, when my brain dots and streaks several unready awnings, the knife, have it be long, terrible as angels dancing, and as merciless, plunge it deeper, deeper, so that I feel my aorta being severed, really feel it, how shockingly irrevocable, just like that, so that literal nothingness becomes my only reality, which it already is, which is why I'm begging you, please, please. Concentrate. Laughter arises from concentrate, throats in depth, stay profundus, cushions with sheets with floral patterns and wind rushes in, streets surreal with coffee shops open at 11, so we go get coffee, a brownie, sit on curb, Baltimore Ave near Clark Park. We hit it, slides, grim metal fence against park laboratory walls, Mary's lips taste like sweet brandy. Here we are. Concentrate. What is and what should never be. I was up in the stacks, picking at a scab done in blank verse. I was gazing blankly at lone, level sands. I saw you floating in ginger down aisle after aisle of carrion, carrying red beacon light from a head halo. I saw a book suddenly snapped. I saw you in blurs of blue metaphor. I was up against you in an aisle. I took you into a kind of castle that was really a closet. In castle, closet, we were magically welded to rivers. We were dirt to browning and greens. Catch the wind, sail and spin way up. I woke to the sound of rain's gong. I saw that the desert had melted. Rainy day, dream away. It's raining. An incorrigible sky pouts whitely. I never really felt so much before about the sky, its apartness. To wake up on such a day is to sleep. I sit, look down on glazed leaves. Minute pirouettes are revelation, revolution. Sodden air, thick concrete zones. This is a city after all. Tire hiss proves it, coming from down below. After all, I'm up high, practically clouded. Heavy eyelids, pale shrouds of what is. What is seems irrelevant data. White curtains drawn across the street. Two bodies must be improvising wetly. To sit on such a day is to stand in a squared circle of derisive unlaughter. Who knew the clouds were such serious business, that rain could be so meta-rational? Rainfall. It is constrained by water wheels. It is beneath a tide of shorelines. It is in this way I reach out to you. I give you a seal made of pillows. I give you a pledge made of sheets. I want to be buried beneath you. As you move mountains off of, all in us exhausted by rainfall. All in us exhausted. All in us. Sisters. Oh, she was really cute, but she just doesn't get it. I mean, she has these perfect little blue eyes, and our feet were almost touching, but she kept talking about other girls. It didn't help that I had to hear her whole stupid life story about growing up in fucking Reading. Now she wants to open up a shop with sex toys in a cafe. I mean, that's fine, but it was all about her. I couldn't get a word in edgewise, and now I can't go into the bar where she works because I sort of don't want to see her. But I'm still attracted to her, too. I swear to God, all these fucking hick girls come to the city and they can't handle it. I wanted to tell her, listen, sister, don't mess around with a girl that's been around. You're cute, but I could fuck you over if I wanted to. I've got skills that you don't. What's the point? She'll learn soon enough.